Over 5 million people play football in the USA, and here to bring it to you in the raw, uncut, unadulterated is the undisputed number one sports show in Atlanta and abroad. 100 yards of football, live from headquarters. It's more than a game, more than a show. It's where football blends culture, economics, and society. Tap in, tune in, and lock in to 100 yards of football now.
Our partners at BetOnline continue to be the number one source for all your betting needs and sports info. Find all the latest odds, news, and sports developments, including this year's Wimbledon Finals, Major League Baseball, the latest fighting news, and even next season's early NFL futures. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today to receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Just use our promo code BELIEVE to get the bonus and get into the action. BetOnline, where the game starts.
Welcome to 100 Yards Football this morning. It's my college football history video. Today, I'm going to highlight my opinion, my votes, the top 10 college running backs of all time. I'm your host, Vincent Turner. And making it happen for me this morning, doing a phenomenal job, is my producer, Mr. Logan Landis. Thank you. So further ado, if you like the video, please come in and share it. I'm surely there's going to be some people that's going to disagree with me. But it's my top 10 list. It's on the 100 Yards Football platform. I'm sorry. I don't have to agree with nobody. I don't have to agree with ESPN, CNN Sports, none of y'all. This is my top 10. So let me start at number 10. Of course, I got to give some love. And he knew he was going to go on the list. D'Angelo Williams, running back out of University of Memphis. All I have to say, 60 career touchdowns. 6,026 yards rushing. Unbelievable. Young man that went to my school, the University of Memphis, where he could have went anywhere else. Much love to D'Angelo Williams, running back, University of Memphis. He comes in at number 10 on my list. And number 9, Bo Jackson, War Eagle, Auburn University. What more can you say? Some people saying he was the best dual athlete of all time. Bo at Auburn rushed for 4,403 yards, 45 touchdowns. But it was his baseball skills that shocked everybody. They say he was the total package and he was compared to Mickey Mantle. Bo Jackson comes in at number 9 on my list. Number 8, out of Wichita, Kansas, North High School, Detroit Lions finest. He would have been an all-time NFL leading rusher if he wouldn't retire. But what he did in one season at Oklahoma State is still unbelievable, brother. 2,600 yards rushing in his junior year, 37 touchdowns, 12 games, Heisman Trophy winner that season. Barry Sanders. And all you got to do is go back and during his junior year in 88 and see what he did to the University of Oklahoma. He was a one-man show. Coming in at number 7, I saw this guy up close and personal in November of 1981. At 6'3", 220 pounds, he was like a gazelle, like a rocket. Can you imagine a guy 6'3", 220 running a football at that time, running the triple option, and how smooth and graceful? Well, he was out of Sealy, Texas, named Eric Dickerson, 4,450 yards career, 47 touchdowns. Think about if he used to feature back, he might have been in that 6,000-yard club. He shared it with Craig James. But, man, this guy was a hell of a football player, close up and personal. I was on the sideline. And just the speed in the celebration. Like E.D., Eric Dickerson was being shot out of a cannon. He comes in at number 7 on my list. Number 6. USC. Lincoln High School, Marcus Allen. Think about this, about Marcus Allen's career. High school, he was one of the top four players in the country. SC recruited him as a defensive back. But his senior year, he threw for 1,900 yards. He ran for another 1,100 yards. On defense, intercepted 11 passes. He took four and back for a touchdown. He by far, pound for pound, coming out of high school in 1978, he was the best football player on this planet. How I know, because I came out of high school in 1978, and I was hearing about him down there in Memphis, Tennessee. But he went to SC as a defensive back. John Robinson said, after two practices, we're going to move you to running back. But think about the sacrifice he did. They moved him to fullback, and he started at 185 pounds as a fullback and watched Charles White win the Heisman. Then he went on and won the Heisman his senior year. Had 8 200-yard career games. 2,300 yards his senior year. First back in NCAA history to go over 2,000 yards in a season. He set 15 NCAA records. Man. And then went on to a very great career with the Los Angeles, Oakland, and Las Vegas Raiders. Marcus Allen comes in at number six on my list. At number five, the eyes of Texas, Earl Campbell, baby. What more can I say about Earl Campbell? They wrote country songs about Earl Campbell when he was at the University of Texas. 41 touchdowns, 4,443 yards. The first Longhorn and the only Longhorn to win the Heisman Trophy. There were some people saying that when he came out of high school, he could have went to the NFL, nicknamed the Tyler Rose. And that's a myth in Tyler, Texas, and at the University of Texas. God made Earl Campbell. God. As I told you, when he was at Texas, they wrote country songs, Kenneth Chesley. Earl Campbell comes in at number five on my list. And number four, Buckeye Nation, rise up. Ohio, Ohio. This gentleman here, 5,600 career yards, 27 touchdowns, 31 consecutive games over 100 yards in his career. Woody Hayes said, pound for pound, he's the best player ever coached at the Ohio State. And you know what? Like it or not, he still, until this day, is the only player to win back-to-back Heisman trophies. And that feat might never, ever be broken. As a young man to the University of Alabama, it's got a great chance and Bryce Young to winning another Heisman. But Archie Griffin was special. Buckeye Nation. Outstanding football player. The only back-to-back Heisman Trophy winner. And Woody Hayes, one more time, say he's the greatest football player ever coached. Character, discipline, honor, pride. The Ohio State Buckeyes. Number three, the Chico de Barge of college football. Dallas Cowboy, America's team. The handsome, pretty boy, Tony Dorsett. Set 18 NCAA records. 6,082 career yards. No, excuse me. 6,500 career rushing yards. 63 touchdowns. Left college with 37 school records. And as I mentioned, 18 NCAA records. And left the University of Pittsburgh with a Heisman Trophy in the national championship. And then his first year with the Dallas Cowboys won a Super Bowl. Amazing. Speed. Shout out our Rocket. 4x100. Tony Dorsett. And coming in at number two, I know it's a lot of people still don't like this young man at this time, and I understand why. He's been a really figure that's been in the news for a long time. His career didn't end up as it should. But I'm not going to really bring up his personal life. I'm just judging on him playing football. One of my all-time favorite college football players. And I get back to when he came on the scene. And that's what got me to love in this college football game. Galileo High School, the city of San Francisco Junior College. That great run he made in 1967, number one USC versus number two UCLA. Chris Schenko and Bud Wilkerson announcing the game. 3rd and 8. Fourth quarter. Little over 10 minutes ago. He lined up 16 inches deep in that I formation. Sprinter size. Good looks. Steve Shoggy steps back. Hands it off to him. He jumps in the hole and makes that cut. And takes it to the house with that sprinter speed. I fell in love with him. O.J. Simpson comes in at number two on my list. Heisman Trophy winner. 2 years in the National Football League. 2 years in the college game. 3,400 yards, 36 touchdowns. Came to USC as a wide receiver. I don't have to say no more. A unique package, A+. Vision, A+. Balance, A+. And at the time, OJ words were this. Running the football is the greatest feeling in the world. OJ Simpson comes in at number two on my list. And my top running back of all time. It really wasn't hard to put this gentleman at number one. The thing I remember about this gentleman is that in 3 years, he went over 5,200 yards rushing, left school with 52 total touchdowns, and didn't even play his senior year. I wanted to know if he would have stayed at the University of Georgia, he could have easily went over 7,000 yards. And when he was in Riceville, Georgia, he was big and strong. And about the time he came out of high school, I promised you, he was big and strong as 95% of the running backs in the National Football League at the time when he stepped on campus as a true freshman at the University of Georgia. Nicknamed Superman. Superhero. The greatest freshman to enter college football. I was a junior at the University of Arkansas, and I remember 1980 Vivian. I tell the story all the time. My sister was going to her freshman year at the University of Tennessee in Knoxville. Her name is Bridget Turner. She lives in New Orleans at this present time. And I remember her after the Tennessee-Georgia game calling me on Sunday morning. Back in the day, you had to have a calling card when you get on the dormitory phone. And my sister's not even a football fan. She was a cheerleader for 2 years at the school that we attended, Southside High School in Memphis, Tennessee. But she said, brother. She was excited. I went to the UT game last night, 90,000. It was so hot, I almost had to get butt naked. But I'm going to tell you something, brother. You better watch out. I just saw some down here in Knoxville this evening. And I know you know football inside out. But I want you to remember these two words, Herschel Walker. She said, I don't know much about football, but he gonna be an impact in college football. Roll the season of watching Herschel from afar, the South Carolina game, outstanding. But when I know he was great, that Florida game, second series, 76 yards, touchdown run. big, strong Olympic sprinter. And I remember Frank Broyles, former head coach, athletic director of the University of Arkansas, Decatur, Georgia's finest state. I never seen a guy that size that can run away from people. Then go back, I believe his sophomore junior year against Florida. The leaping ability, how he went over the top. Sam the Bam Cunningham, too. And the most greatest thing from my friend, Joseph Taylor, we know him as Joy T, diehard University of Georgia Bulldog number one fan. What made Herschel Walker so great was his endurance. Time after time, being able to carry the football. And make no bones at the end of his freshman year. 30 carries for 150 yards in that Sugar Bowl game against Notre Dame that prompted Georgia to a national championship. And I believe he didn't have a run over 10 yards, maybe 12 yards in that game. And the thing I remember at that game, first series, he separates his shoulder and has to have it pop back in place. That's warriors come out to play. That's Kurt Warner. That's Priest Holmes. Willie Brown. Against all odds, Tom Brady. That's why Herschel Walker is number one on my list. It's all-time college running backs. The young man from Ricefield, Georgia. Right now is one of the well-taught guys on the political front for the Republican Party. Herschel Walker. Who would have ever thought the guy, in my opinion, the greatest college football running back of all time running for Senate. That's why I love the great game of college football. Outstanding, brothers. Outstanding. My top 10 list again. Number 10, D'Angelo Williams, the University of Memphis, the 901. Bo Jackson, War Eagle, Auburn University. Barry Sanders, Oklahoma State finest. Would have been the all-time leading rusher in the NFL, the Detroit Lions, if he wouldn't have retired. The young man out of Sealy, Texas, by way of Hollywood, the LA Rams, SMU, Pony Express, Eric Dickerson. Number 6, my man, Marcus Allen. You talking about pressure? Going to USC and what he had to follow? Mike Garrett? O.J. Simpson and Charles White? I think he did a pretty good job. And number 5, they're writing country songs about this young man right now. He set the world on fire in Austin, Texas. The only Longhorn to win the Heisman, Earl Campbell. And number 4, rise up, Buckeye Nation. Ohio, Ohio. The only back-to-back Heisman Trophy winner, Archie Griffin. And number 3, Tony Dorsett, pretty boy, left school with a Heisman in the national championship. First year in the National Football League with the Dallas Cowboys, won a Super Bowl championship. Number 2, Galileo, high school, O.J. Simpson, first back in NFL history of over 2,000 yards. But what I'm always going to remember, not his 3,400 yards rushing at USC in 2 years and his 36 touchdowns. That 64-yard run in 1967 versus number 1 UCLA and USC number 2. And the LA Coliseum came unglued. It like it was going to be an earthquake, explosion. O.J. Simpson. And then at number 1, bomb. Notice the South has risen. Georgia, the state of Georgia on the map. Front cover SI with no shirt on. Built like a superhero. Superman. Out of a little town of Riceville, Georgia. His name is Herschel Walker. He comes in at number 1. 5,200 yards rushing. 52 total touchdowns in 3 seasons. I would have really loved to see if he could have came back his final year at Georgia. This man could have went over 7,000 yards rushing, man. And easily put up close to maybe 70 total touchdowns. The greatest college running back of all time, Herschel Walker.
Before we end our show today, we'd like to mention one more time, this show is presented by Bet Online.
So if you like the video today, please come in and share it. I'd like to thank my producer, Mr. Logan Landers. My only final words about my top 10 list, you know I got to do it. All y'all was on Broadway. Neon lights. Like the great George Benson. All y'all was on Broadway in your college careers. Thank you. God bless. 100 yards of football.
What is your favorite moment from football history? What teams and players are you cheering on? And who will win it all? We want to hear from you, our listeners. Head over to 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio's Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, or Twitch and leave us a comment. We might use your suggestion in an upcoming episode. Tune in daily to the podcast and watch our show live every week. We are 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio on the Believe Podcast Network.